In today's Hot Plasmids podcast, we'll discuss plasmids for controlling CRISPR-Cas9 using optogenetics, a new fluorescent voltage indicator, and more. Optogenetic control of CRISPR-Cas9 by Casanova. Anti-CRISPR proteins effectively inhibit type 2 CRISPR systems, including the popular S. pyogenes Cas9. However, anti-CRISPR inhibition is spatially and temporally ubiquitous. To bring greater control to anti-CRISPR activity as a biological tool, Dominic Niepick and colleagues used optogenetics to develop a system to control CRISPR-Cas9 activity using blue light. They accomplished this by inserting a photosensitive LOVE2 domain into a loop region of the ACR protein ACR2A4. In the dark, ACR2A4 inhibits CRISPR activity. With the addition of blue light, the terminal helices of the LOVE2 domain unfold, disrupting the protein conformation and thus inhibiting function of anti-CRISPR. This allows CRISPR-Cas9 to function on its target. They named their system Casanova for CRISPR-Cas9 activity switching via a novel optogenetic variant of ACR2A4. Casanova responds to blue light quickly. Within minutes of inactivating the Casanova complex, fluorescent CRISPR complexes were observed binding telomeric DNA. What's great about Casanova? It works with the S. pyogenes Cas9, dCas9 effector fusions, and xCas9, and requires no additional chemicals or modifications. This versatility opens up the potential for spatial and temporal control in many genetic targeting and editing experiments. Studying neuronal activity using the fluorescent voltage indicator ARCON. The neurons in the brain compute using electrical impulses to coordinate emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. Scientists have been using genetically encoded voltage indicators to measure these impulses. To expand the voltage indicator toolbox, Ed Boyden's lab developed a way to rapidly screen thousands of proteins for one that can report electrical activity via imaging. They took the light-sensitive protein QuasR2 and systematically mutated it. Using a robotic picking approach to select cells with variant characteristics they wanted, the team identified ARCON1, a novel opsin-based fluorescent voltage indicator. ARCON1 can embed itself into the cell membrane, where cell voltage can then be measured. ARCON1 is bright, exhibits good localization, has high signal-to-noise ratio, high sensitivity, responds quickly, is photostable, and is compatible with optogenetic control. The researchers also showed that ARCON1 is functional in a wide range of animal models, such as mice, C. elegans, and zebrafish. Making protein-protein interaction studies easier with a 2-in-1 vector cloning system. Recently, the Greffin Lab introduced the 2-in-1 vector cloning system, a gateway-compatible approach to simultaneously clone two genes of interest, or GOI, into two independent expression cassettes on a single plasmid. Similar to traditional gateway cloning, the GOI first needs to be cloned into an entry vector. The 2-in-1 cloning system contains two entry vectors that offer the advantage of using restriction digest cloning to introduce the GOIs into the 2-in-1. The 2-in-1 cloning system is well suited for protein-protein interaction studies in plants that rely on transient transfection systems using Agrobacterium. During Agrobacterium-mediated DNA transfer, each GOI is usually expressed from a different plasmid, which may lead to unequal gene dosage and high variability of protein co-expression. By introducing a single plasmid containing both GOIs, expression levels are more evenly controlled. The Greffin Lab has utilized the 2-in-1 cloning system to generate a series of plasmids to study PPI using FRET or ratiometric biomolecular fluorescence complementation. The 2-in-1 plasmid toolkit consists of four plasmid toolkits generated with four different binary 2-in-1 vectors, with all possible combinations of tag orientation. The four kits also contain the two entry vectors. Discovery of new protein binder tools for photoswitchable proteins CPIP and AsLOVE2. Reversible control of photoswitchable proteins, which change in protein conformation in response to light, offers a way to spatially and temporally control cellular processes in vivo. Many photoactive proteins exist in nature, but developing them into optogenetic tools can be difficult, because this requires detailed structural knowledge of the proteins. To overcome this challenge, the Upalapati and Woolley lab identified novel binding proteins that bind to either the light or dark states of the photoswitchable CPIP, which changes in conformation in response to blue light. The discovery and applications of protein partners that bind to only the light and dark state of the photoswitchable proteins offers a powerful approach to control protein-protein interactions in cells. The protein binders can be customized for protein visualization, relocation, degradation, modification, and scaffolding. In their study, the Woolley lab showed that these photoreversible protein-protein interactions can control subcellular localization processes in vivo. They deposited the resulting optogenetic plasmid tools, which includes plasmids encoding a fusion between CPIP and TGRFP, and plasmids that encode the protein binders, which bind to either the light or dark state of the photoswitchable proteins, fused to M-Venus linked to a mitochondrial localization sequence, TOM20. In dark-adapted cells expressing these plasmids, TGRFP fluorescence localizes to the mitochondria, because CPIP binds to BOPD. A similar set of newly identified light and dark binder plasmid tools were also deposited for the photoswitchable AsLove2. For more Hot Plasmids, visit the Hot Plasmids topic page on our blog, or subscribe to our quarterly newsletter. AdGene, a better way to share science.